back at Mama's Bar and Grill, Baylen Height, joined by new girls basketball coach at Garden City High School, Jacob Miller. Jake or Jacob? Jacob.
Yes.
Jacob's the number one. Okay. So I was going to get that straight so that way when we're calling some games for the Lady Buffs this season, we will have that under control. But we couldn't appreciate you for joining us, your first taste of Buff Talk and being able to get a part of it. We're excited to learn about you, hear about you, and hopefully all the good things that are going to be happening with Lady Buffs basketball. Yeah. I got to get used to saying Buffs. I'm still kind of getting in the zone, especially as far as the ladies go. I've only been able to call volleyball, so I've only gotten the practice there. But, yeah, thanks for joining us so much. And, you know, you've got kind of an interesting background as far as you and Coach Williamson have a pretty strong connection. That kind of you guys coming from the same area in your prior first jobs. Coach Williams has been all over the place. But if you could.
Yeah, we come from the same coaching tree.
Yeah, coaching tree, right. Yeah. And if you could, give us a little bit of a background about not only, you know, your coaching tree, but kind of yourself as well, where you come from originally and how you made yourself out. How do you made your way to Southwest Kansas? My goodness.
Yeah, no, originally I'm from West Virginia. And so born and raised. And when I graduated college, I got my first gig at Salem International with Coach Williamson as we were both assistants. And kind of took a leap of faith and went out west coast to Vegas for a little bit and kind of bounced around. But we've been in Oklahoma the 7 years before we moved to Southwest Kansas. And most recently, the last 3 years, I was district athletic director at Woodward Public Schools.
So you're swinging back into the coaching. What do you think, you know, it's only been 3 years since you've really been out of, you know, any organized coaching, I guess, in a sense. What do you think's been the biggest change for you or something you want to bring into this next venture here at Garden City High School?
Well, you know, I want more consistency for my family. You know, I have two young children. That was one of the main reasons why I made this move, to be home more with the family, with my wife, you know, less stress on her. So pick up the slack a little bit. But on coaching, man, it's just like riding a bike. You know, just get back in the saddle. As district AD, I was able to see the other side of the lens. And being able to see the administrative side is going to make me a better coach. You know, I think it's going to make me a little more calmer and not be that guy that was kind of, you know, screaming and hollering and being that. But, no, we're really excited to kind of start a new culture, a new brand of basketball here for the Lady Buffs.
Describe your coaching style for those listening out there. You say you want to instill a new culture. I feel like that starts with the coach and with the coaching style. You know, what are some of the things you want to do in year number one here? Because it's not easy. It's not easy. You get a new group of girls who's not familiar with you. We talked to Coach Williamson about that in his first season last year and kind of everything of instilling that culture. But for you, you know, what are some of those things you want to do from the top down that hopefully, you know, plants the seed and grows the tree?
Relationships. I think that's huge with anything you do as a leader is just growing that relationship. And, you know, we're 5 weeks today from start of season on November 14th. And but, you know, my coaching style is intense. You know, I expect them to play hard and lead by example. But at the same time, we want to have fun. And this is still a game. It's still an experience for these girls. And I want them to remember their high school basketball as not only wins and losses, but also the enjoyment of the ride.
From a strategic standpoint, Coach Williamson, they like to run. So they want to gas you. They want to wear you down. You know, where do you guys stand and what is kind of the way you want to play the game, maybe on both sides of the ball?
I want to do a little bit of both. Obviously, I don't press and helter-skelter like Coach Williamson is, but we like to press. We'll play fast depending on our depth. Obviously, I haven't seen our team yet. I kind of know who we have and what it looks like. You know, I'm a huge pick-and-roll guy. I love pick-and-roll mismatches, spacing the floor, and obviously you got to make shots. Our goal is to play fast, but also we'll press a little bit, but more controlled press. Girls basketball is a little different than boys. You got to have a little bit more strategy and a little bit more patience with that. And so, like I said, I think if we make shots and execute properly, we'll be just fine.
Talk about the challenge of coming in your first year, because you guys aren't really allowed to have a whole lot of contact, none at all, really, with the players. And a lot of your players, a few volleyball girls will come over and play, and they're still in season for one sport. You know, as a coach, as you're trying to kind of put together what this season's going to look like, what's been the hardest part about, you know, in some cases, there's a lot of question marks surrounding who your personnel is going to be.
Right, the unknown. That's the toughest, you know, and being patient and trying to, you know, wait on November 14th. Like I said, I have a countdown. I have a group chat with the girls that were with me this summer, giving them motivational quotes and just saying, hey, you know, we're 58 days away, you know, from the start of practice. But, yeah, the unknown. But it's also the excitement part of it. You know, that's what the rush that coaches get. Obviously, Kansas is a little different than places I've been at in regards to only having 14 days before your first game. And then only playing a 20-game season, so it's a little shorter. But I think throughout the season we'll progress. You know, I'm not putting in my entire offense in 14 days. It's something that we'll grow into, and obviously, with the personnel, you know, obviously I want to do something now, and I may not be able to do once December, January comes. But, yeah, just the unknown is the tough part of it.
You mentioned you had some summer experience with some of the girls. What was that? What did you guys all do? Was there some summer leagues around the area that you guys were able to compete in, and how was that for you guys?
No, we didn't compete in any. You know, a lot of my girls, I only have three girls that are do not participate in a fall sport, and so that's tough for us, but we were just in the gym. You know, like I said, the biggest thing for me was getting create relationships with these girls, let them trust me, because I think once that trust and that relationship's built, they'll run through a wall for me and do whatever we need to do to make the program successful. But we were in the gym getting up a lot of shots. You know, we were working on things that building that base for our foundation of our program that'll start in November.
Is there kind of a how do I phrase it? Are you looking at the season as a whole? Only 20 games. It's kind of a small sample size. It really is from what maybe your background's from, Coach Williamson, for sure. We talked about that at length last week. Are you breaking it up at all? Are you trying to look at, okay, by this point, I want to be here? Not necessarily wins and losses, but just with your team and where you are, kind of instilling your culture and instilling the way you want to play basketball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a progression. You know, you're going to build off of it, and it's going to see what our girls can take and what they can't take, and where they are in regards to the knowledge of the game. You know, last year they were 3-19, and so we're trying to build off of what did they do wrong last year that we can correct. Because they weren't out of all the games, you know, there were some blowouts, but not a lot. But for me, it's just whatever they can manage, whatever they can take, we can continuously build off of. But we have a good foundation. You know, we have some senior girls coming back, juniors now will be rising seniors. We have a couple good freshmen coming in that we're excited for, and just the nucleus of the returners.
Are there some coaches in your career that you really looked up to, maybe, that kind of felt like you got you to this point? You said you and Coach Williamson came from the same tree. You know, what were some of the influences in your life that got you here to where you're at as a coach, and that's something that you want to kind of carry in and instill in these young girls?
Yeah, you know, a huge mentor of mine, you know, started off as my coach, Coach Randy Younger. You know, he was a huge mentor, big in term, was a father figure at that time in my early or late teens, early 20s, and now he's my best friend. And so he's someone that I can always go to and relate to, and he's the one that taught me relationships. As a leader, you have to be able to have your team trust you and believe in you, and you have to reciprocate it. And so he was a big influence in my life. But, you know, what I've tried to do in my career is kind of take what I feel coaches did bad and not try to make that same mistake. And obviously I don't want to speak on where those came from. But yeah, there's always a lot of influence. I mean, I love the game. I've played it since I was three or four, and so I just watched coaches, watched all the plays, watch how they do it, and then like I said, on the administrative side, that's what we kind of did a lot. We were always watching the game. You're always watching the coaches, kind of what they're going to do in that scenario, because obviously I'm not in the hot seat, but you know, we can always it's always easy to sit in the stands and say what coulda, shoulda, woulda, and but no, it's just you know, I'm young, I'm 33, I don't know it all, so I like to be a sponge. I always like to take in as much as I can from any coach, regardless what sport, not just has to do with basketball.
I think it's very important what you said, too, because you don't hear that a lot as far as, okay, I liked this, I'm going to take this, but you also say, I didn't like that, I don't want to do that. I feel like it's, you know, one way or the other. It's a negative approach where it's, that was bad, that was bad, that was bad, I'm not getting better, or that was good, that was good, that was good, and not learning from the mistake. I think that's really important, and I like that you said that. Also, back to the relationships as well. You know, you've said that a few times. I feel like that's going to be something I'm going to mark down and kind of think about as we prepare for this season and this team. You know, what is the hardest part about building a relationship? Because most people, I feel like it's okay. You get in the gym with the girls and shoot around with them, you know, try to teach them. But there's more to it. I know you know that, but there is more to it. And what is that hardest part?
You know, consistency. You know, the great thing of my situation is I teach in the school. So I'm in the trenches with the kids every day. I walk past them. I'm giving them fist bumps in between classes and at lunch. And, you know, I think just the consistency, being there, showing face. And then not only being there for basketball, being there for non-basketball, you know, aspects of their life. If it's going to school or, you know, relationship problems, family problems, anything like that, it's just being the mentor for them and being someone that would lend an ear to them and not necessarily always telling them what to do and what not to do, but just listening to their problems or listening to their successes. And I think just being consistent is going to make that happen.
I want to get your opinion on this, too. You know, I feel like with coaches, it's you toe the fine line of telling them what they might want to hear versus what they need to hear. And I feel like that kind of goes along with that relationship
Absolutely.
Process that you're talking about. You know, go into that a little bit and kind of how you approach those types of situations.
Well, I think you have to let them understand that what the big outcome is. You know, what are you trying? What do you want them to get out of it? Instead of harping on what they did wrong, it's what they need to do right to get that positive outcome. And I think if you show that whole picture, I think the best coaches and best teachers are able to do that. Show that picture of what the ending is going to be. But this is the path that we have to do. And, you know, knowing that the success rate here hasn't been consistent, we're kind of trailing our own path. You know, and like I said, with our new offense, new defense, new personnel, new faces, especially with the coaching staff, you know, what we're doing is going to be all new and different. So for them is letting them see what the ending is, and that's why my hashtag has been championship mentality. And, you know, it's funny, I was talking to Amaya this summer, and I said, you know, are you ready to start our journey on winning a championship? And she kind of chuckled, and I was like, "What? I wasn't, you know, I'm not making a joke."
Right.
And she goes, well, no one's ever said that. And so that's the culture. It's never been thought of. They don't even speak on it. And if you can't speak it into existence, then it's never going to happen. And I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, myself, and you know this, new to Southwest Kansas, trying to learn the culture.
Correct.
Trying to learn everything about the past of Garden City Athletics, not just in girls basketball. And I think that's a very interesting fact that you said, because you look at the record, you look at what's kind of been in the past and the way the teams have kind of played. And I'm not just talking 5 years, 10 years, just overall, Southwest Kansas basketball as a whole, not just at Garden City.
Correct.
I think that's really important. I think that's a different perspective to hear, and I really do like to hear that. Kind of along those lines, let's give it a 3-year window. You know, where do we want to be? Championship mentality, but, you know, sometimes things aren't, you know, built in the night, right?
It
takes a process. It takes those relationships, like you said. You know, what are we looking for 3 years from now? Even 2 years from now at the end of this season, how do you get to that end goal starting on November 14th and going from that point?
Participation, you know, and it doesn't start at the high school level. It starts in our youth basketball, and it starts in our middle school programs. And, you know, staying connected with those programs. Yes, I'm the high school head coach, but showing face at practice at 6 a.m. for the middle school and being at their games as much as possible and starting a youth development league, which we'll talk about shortly. You know, just getting that growth and getting the buzz back, not only for girls basketball, but for boys basketball as well. And for us, it's just something that we need to, that's never been done, and that's what me and Coach Williamson are going to come in and try to start a new chapter on that.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about the youth league. The first question I asked you, I think, about basketball when we first met was, what does the feeder system look like? Because I come from a program, Carroll High School, Fort Wayne, Indiana, that, you know, has had sustained success. And Coach Williamson, he added to this as well. It's not about, you know, you've got 2-3 good players now. It's about, okay, yeah, we've got 2-3 good players now, but how do we supplement them when they're seniors with bench players, with a sophomore, with a junior, and all those things? Because it really, programs are built from the feeders.
Absolutely.
And I think you guys are doing something really, really awesome in instilling a youth program. Talk about that a little bit. And if anyone's listening, a parent, student potentially, how do they get involved and what's this all going to be about?
So we created the Garden City Youth Basketball League, and we want this to be more competitive. Obviously, the REC and the YMCA, they have their own leagues, and they're not as competitive as what the surrounding communities in Garden City would like. And so that's our goal, is to get teams in that can make it more competitive. You know, we're playing man-to-man. We have a lot of principles that kind of are going to grow into what we do at the high school, obviously more at the fundamental and basic level. But that's the key for our growth at the high school. And so, yeah, Garden City Youth Basketball League, you can reach out, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, the men's basketball and women's basketball at Garden City High School. You can get the QR code. The league starts November 12th. And if you have a team, you can bring your whole team, sign up your whole team. And if you're an individual as well, we'll be putting individuals on teams.
You may have said the age. I don't know if we caught
the age.
Yeah,
so no, I did not. I'm sorry. It's third and fourth grade, girls and boys. It's not co-ed, so it's girls and boys, a separate league, and then fifth and sixth grade. Boys and girls separate league as well.
And is there a payment? Where does that go? How can you send it in?
Yeah, so it's a $40 fee, you can just click on the QR code, and we send out emails to the people that are registered, and then for them to be able to get payment in.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome, and I know we're really excited about that. I can't wait to check that out and really be a part of it, because I agree with you and Coach Williamson. I think you guys are, you know, you got that relationship. You guys know coming in, that's where it can really start, and that's where you can build programs for the long term, not just a team that, well, they had a good team that year. No, they're good every year, and we have to worry about them coming into our gym or us traveling there. Coach?
Right, we don't want to be the homecoming team every year.
Right, absolutely. That's something you've got to really you know, it takes time. It absolutely takes time. And, right. and yeah. Well, Coach, I really enjoyed our conversation. I can't wait to cover you guys this season. I know just getting to meet you guys when I first came in, I was extremely impressed. And I'm really happy and fortunate that you guys are kind of in a newer stage as well, similar to me, because we're going to kind of grow into this
absolutely.
Together.
Yeah.
And it should be an awesome experience. And it's not going to be, you know, championship mentality. I like that.
Well, we appreciate all that you do for us, not only for the basketball program, but for Garden City Athletics. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's Coach Jacob Miller, new head coach of the Garden City girls basketball team. We can't wait to follow them and cover them this season. First practice, November 14th?
November 14th.
November 14th, first practice there. They get a quick turnaround, and then a little bit after Thanksgiving, we get into things, and basketball's in full swing here in Southwest Kansas. We'll have all that coverage live here on 99.9 The Ronk, both boys and girls simulcast coverage. We'll work those schedules out really well so we can cover all the great things at Garden City High School. Coach Miller, anything else you want to leave us with before we send you out? You're the last guest tonight here on Buff Talk. Like I said, thanks for coming out, obviously, and we'll be sure to get you guys on, hopefully with some players at some point, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.